Hi, Joe.
Ray Man, good morning. We have an esteemed guest in the studio. He's Jim Fleming. We know him from the state legislature, and now we know him as the president of the Connecticut Automotive Retailers Association. Jim, thanks for coming in. Good morning.
Good morning. My pleasure to be here.
So the governor, in his wealth of taxes that we've proposed, we're talking about a double tax issue when it comes to purchasing a car. For those of us who aren't quite clear on that, can you straighten it out a little bit for us?
Sure. It's when you buy a car, everybody buys a car, you pay your sales tax on it.
Right.
And every state in the United States, except California, that has a sales tax doesn't re-tax that at the time you buy your next car. And the way that happens is if you buy a car, say, for $50,000, you bring your trade in. You already paid the sales tax on it. Right now, you're going to pay tax on $40,000. But if the governor's proposal goes through, you're going to pay tax on $50,000 because they're going to re-tax the value of that trade.
Why?
Well, I think
because
they need
the money.
Yeah, because he can. I understand because we need the money. But
well, you know, we've talked to the governor's people and we've talked to the committee. We don't think it raises any money. We think they lose money. Maine did this a few years ago. They came in, got rid of the exemption, and came back 2 months later and repealed it because people stopped buying cars because you're messing with their ability to get a loan.
Right.
And if you do that, and, you know, we're not talking about taxing candy bars here. This is 17% of the state's sales tax revenue. And if they're wrong, this could cause a recession. And that's what the dealers are worried about.
Why do you think they'd be wrong?
I don't think they thought it through. I think they pretty much said we're going to get rid of all the exemptions. I'll give you an example. Last year they passed a $35 fee every time a dealer takes a vehicle in trade, just because they could, $35. That raises about $10 million in the state budget. If this bill passes, nobody accounted for the fact that people are going to stop trading their cars in. So they're going to lose millions of dollars on that fee that they imposed on dealers a year ago. I don't think it was well thought out.
If I don't trade my car in and I choose to sell it myself, they still levy the tax on it, right, for whatever the sale price is, right?
It's not a trade-in, so you're not going to get taxed on it.
Oh,
so
okay.
What this will do is it'll force people to privately sell their vehicles.
But how many people do that?
Well, you know, if it's going to make a difference of $1,200 to $1,500.
Right. Well, more people will, but I'm saying, Jim, how many do we have numbers as to how many people do that now as compared to bringing it to the dealership and having the dealership take care of it?
Almost everybody who purchases a vehicle from a dealer does a trade,
right.
And that's $10 billion worth of sales. So that's the lion's share of what's going on. You know, the other problem is if you force these vehicles into private sale, they don't get a safety inspection. Connecticut doesn't inspect cars.
No.
Car dealers inspect cars.
Okay.
They can't even put a used car on the lot before they do the inspection. So what it means is you're going to be putting unsafe vehicles out
possibly,
on the road.
Possibly. Right.
That's what we think.
And, you know, the emissions too.
Yeah. So we've talked to them. I know that they're desperate for money. I'm not sure this is going to get them where they want to be. There was a $60 million fiscal note on it. We think they lose $80 million in the first 2 years. People buy less, they buy cheaper cars, or they stop buying.
Now, we've seen other proposed taxes. When the governor made his budget address, he basically listed almost everything except radio interviews as things that he was going to tax.
It's coming.
We've seen, probably. We've seen, though, that some of those are not going to be... That stuff has been thrown up to kind of see what people think about it and then move on from there. Do you think there's a chance that this is not going to become reality, or is your group does your group think it's a fait accompli?
I don't think it's a fait accompli. You know, the governor was down at the chamber in Danbury last week,
right?
And he said it looks like some of the things I proposed they're not going to happen because the legislators seem to be convinced. We gave them the facts, so. I think the governor is open to looking at what he proposed, and I think that's a good thing.
Mm.
He's got a tough job on his hands. If he loses money on this, if they're wrong,
God,
and they mess around with 17% of the state sales tax, this could be a disaster.
Right.
It'll cost jobs. It could put The jobs that you get at a dealership pay about $54,000 a year.
Right.
And it's $10 billion worth of sales. So I think they're willing to look at it. And that's all we ask. Take a good look at this. And then the whole fairness thing. Is it really fair to tax somebody twice on the same thing?
So once again, if I trade in a car, and let's say the value is I get $10,000 for it, and that comes off the price of my new car. But I'm taxed for the entire amount, the entire transaction, on the 10% or the $10,000 and the $40,000, as right. you said. Okay.
So if it's a $10,000 trade and the sales tax, the state sales tax is 6.35, you're going to pay an extra $635. When you finance right. that over a 60-month loan, it's going to cost you between $1,200 and $1,500. People walk out of dealerships over $10.
Is there the possible – how – we know it'll affect the dealers. If it affects the dealers, how will it affect the consumer? I mean, is there going to be a, is there going to be a residual carryover now where the prices on new cars are going to go up?
Well, first of all, I think we're sliding into a recession. And not just me. I looked at Moody's for the first right. time since the big recession. Moody's came out a week and a half ago and said car sales are being downgraded from stable to the negative.
And you're talking nationally.
Nationally.
Recession, right.
Connecticut absolutely is going to mirror that. My dealers are already telling me we're seeing
slow.
A slow. There's a reduction in sales. So how does it affect a consumer? I think if you tell a consumer they're going to pay another $1,200 – They're going to put off buying a car. Right. They're going to wait. Maybe 2 or 3 years from now, this might work. Initially, in this two-year tax budget, right. the state will lose $80 million in revenue.
And this is a thing we've seen. Like, you know, we've talked about tolls till we're blue in the face, but yeah. tolls don't come into being until 22, 23. There are other things like that. But this would be an immediate part of the this would be implemented immediately.
Yeah. This would happen on July 1. I guarantee if this thing goes through on July wow. 1, you're going to see – I'll come back and talk to you guys about
Please.
It. We will
you're
see
welcome.
A drop in automobile sales almost instantaneously because it makes it harder for somebody to get a loan. The whole right. industry runs on the ability of a consumer to get a loan that they can afford.
But here's the other thing. I mean, you know, you're trading in your car. Now you know you're going to get taxed when you trade it in. Okay. But as you know, there's a pretty healthy market for used cars. Yep. You know, a lot of people say, I can't go for that $40,000 for my Toyota Altima or whatever it is. No, excuse me, Nissan Altima. But I can't go for that. So I buy my used car. Now I'm going to get taxed on the used car, right, when I buy it. Yes. So it's getting taxed twice. Yes.
It's also going to dry up the used car market. Because
Which
these
is,
vehicles are not going to get into that stream where they end up on a dealer's lot.
Oh, I didn't
think
of that.
That is a real problem for people.
Well, yeah. Cash for clunkers.
Yeah, well, cash for clunkers, great example, right?
Yeah.
There weren't
there
enough
used cars
vehicles
yeah.
out there. Because when you traded them in, they got crunched up, as you recall.
Yes. Well, they had like porn films there for whoever it is. Watch this engine die. I hate the internal combustion engine. Watch it freeze up. You know, I mean, come on. It's porn for you guys. All right, so that's it. Bottom line, what? We get a hold of our legislator?
Yeah,
what do we do?
You know, you can go to the CARA website, CT, or what is it? I should know my own website.
It's all right.
Connecticut.
Time. You're nervous. We know you're nervous being in the presence of great stars. So.
That's true. You can sign before. A petition. We've asked okay. people to call their legislators.
And what was the website again?
It's CT, you know... I'm going to have to get it for you.
All right. You know what? Send it
later.
To us.
I don't want to give you the wrong one.
Yeah. No, don't do that because we don't want people blogging onto the wrong thing. But get it to us and we'll get it on the air for you.
You can sign a petition. It's
Perfect.
Online. A lot of people have done it
okay.
already.
Good to see you.
Thanks, Jim.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for coming in. Yes, sir. 728.